Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás nesmyslno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEDO Radio 810 AM, bringing you the best in Rusin news, music, and songs. Today we celebrate Father's Day, and we would like to wish a happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, and other father figures. So happy Father's Day, Dean.
Happy Father's Day to you, Dad.
So today's program, we will feature songs about fathers, and we begin with, of course, the greatest father of us all, the Oche Nash by the Holy Ghost Choir of Philadelphia.
There's a bass voice for you. Oof. You can listen to the Rusin Heritage Program anywhere, any time of the day or night. Just go to our internet homepage, www.c-rs.org. Scroll down the left-hand column of the Rusin Radio. Even if you listen to us live each week, you can listen to us on your computer, on your MP3 player, or on your iPod. You could do whatever you want. Just download it and click on the date you'd like to listen to. The Rusin Heritage Program would not be possible without the total committed support of the Carpatho Rusin Society. However, we do need your financial support because the few donations we do get from our listeners do not begin to pay for our airtime. So if you like our program, the Risen Heritage Program, and would like it to continue, please send your donation, made payable to the CRS, and send it to Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136. We need your financial support, for without it, we cannot continue. Next, enjoy Yuno with Minanko Imati.
И два кони раны купили ми колошки вышиваны, купили ми колошки вышиваны. Казали, колокольни рады, а скерцом и шептывальцы стырчали, а скерцом и шептывальцы стырчали.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day. Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972 during the presidency of Richard Nixon. Our next selection is Ojczyzna by Rutenius.
Thank you.
On Sunday, June 22, 2008, at 3 p.m., at the Carpathia Rusyn Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street, Munhall, the National Carpathia Rusyn Society and the Western Pennsylvania Slovak Cultural Association are co-sponsoring Absolute Warhola, a freewheeling documentary by Stanislaw Mucha about life in the mountains of Ruthenia. The film is in Rusyn and Slovak with accurate English subtitles, running 80 minutes. Between footage shot in the Artist Museum in Medjugorje, Mucha treats us to interviews with Rusyn villagers who may or may not be related to a man they only vaguely understand. Come and enjoy people who could have been your neighbors to your grandparents. Admission is free, but donations to the Cultural Center will be gratefully accepted. For more information, call Mary Ann Sivak at 412-251-3083. Our next song is Hey Staratsa Mi Otets.
As we said, today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone again. And on the Rusyn Heritage Program, we will talk to you today about the father of our Rusyn nation, Father Alexander Duknovich. Father Duknovich was born on April 24, 1803, in the village of Topolya in the Hungarian Kingdom, which today is the country of Slovakia. Duknovich was born into a family of priests. He was educated in Ushhorod and Košice. After being ordained a celibate Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office of the Greek Catholic eparchy of Prešov. In 1833, he was sent to serve as a parish priest in the villages of Chmeljova and Beloveja in Upper Šarić County. In 1843, he was appointed eparchial canon in Prešov. During his younger years, Duknovich's poetic works were written in Hungarian and characterized by a sentimentalism influenced by Hungarian Romanticism. His later literary works were determined more by practical than aesthetic concerns. Because these writings were basically intended to enlighten and educate the population at large, they have value only in the context of the Rusyn National Awakening. He wrote many books, including Chlieb Dushi, which was used and still is used by many Greek Catholics and Carpatho-Rusyn Orthodox faithful. In 1850, Duknovich established the first Rusyn Cultural Association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Rusyn Literary Anthologies, issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusino. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines are Ya Rusin byl, yesmi i budu. I am, was, and will remain a Rusin. Next week we'll continue with the life of Father Alexander Duknovich. Next enjoy Mikuláš Petrušovský with Rodina.
si otec, máš svoju rodinu, staráš sa vždy o jej šťastie. Každý deň a v každú hodinu, veď radosť sama nevyrastie. Veď radosť sama nevyrastie. Si matka, čo pod svoje krídla ukrýva tie svoje deti. Si strážkyňou teplého sídla, ktoré raz opustia, ako čas letí. Ktoré raz opustia, ako čas letí. Viera, láska, domov a rodina, či je niekde vzácnosť iná. Mama, otec, syn a dcera, také šťastie kúpiť sa nedá. Mama, otec, syn a dcera, také šťastie kúpiť sa nedá. Syn ďalej nesie tvoje meno, daruj mu lásku a svoj čas. Chyť ho len pevne za rameno, i našiel pravdu, našiel viac krás. By našiel pravdu, našiel viac krás. Aj dcera hľadá raj na zemi, odíde za svojím šťastím. Chráň ju dnes nežnými dlaňami, detstvo a mladosť sa viac nenavráti. Detstvo a mladosť sa viac nenavráti. Viera, láska, domov a rodina, či je niekde vzácnosť iná. Mama, otec, syn a dcera, také šťastie kúpiť sa nedá. Mama, otec, syn a dcera, také šťastie kúpiť sa nedá. Také šťastie kúpiť sa nedá.
The Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS is pleased to present Bill Tarkulich in his fascinating presentation on the Battle of the Dukla Pass. Officially known as the Carpathian Operation, it started as a Soviet operation to link up with the Slovak National Uprising to fight the Nazis and eventually liberate Prešov. The ensuing battle turned into one of the bloodiest battles of the Eastern Front in the entire Second World War and the bloodiest battle in the history of Slovakia. 5 days to liberate Prešov turned into 50 days just to liberate Svidnik, with over 200,000 casualties. Mr. Tarkulich's lecture on the Dukla Pass will cover the actual bloody events of the battle, the impact on the local Russian population, and the condition of the battlefield today. For anyone who has an interest in military history, like myself, or may have roots in the Dukla Pass or Svidnik region, this lecture is a must for you to come and see. The presentation will be on Saturday, July 26th at 3 p.m. at the CRS National Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. Admission is free, but donations to the Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS would be very much appreciated. Food and refreshments will also be sold, and the sales table will be open for business. For more information, you can give me a call at 412-877-9351. Next, enjoy My Tall Father, or Vysoko mi otec.
Vysoko mi otec, hej, kvôdy porody, živu ja kumí, hej, zveče rade kodí.
We are getting into the season for picnics and church festivals, and we will keep you informed of any that as we hear about them. The first that I know of is happening next Friday and Saturday, June 20th and 21st, from 4 to 10 p.m. at the Resurrection Byzantine Catholic Church in Monroeville. There will be plenty of ethnic food, ethnic entertainment featuring Ruski Muzikante, and fun and games for the entire family. So for your information, call 412-828-2483. And as we close with Otsovi from Vojvodina, we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to join us again next week for the best in Rus'n news, music, and songs. And if you are fortunate enough to have your fathers with you, plan to visit him or at least give him a call to show him that you care.
Счастливо!
Отцова рука тварда парастка, ніжна як от паучина, кед благословел дзеці своє, кед ласкав дзівку і сина. Отцові сліза єдна єдина, зраділа нігда око, бо у ній повчи любов цепла, цьому у серцю глибоко. Thank you. lepši podzeljel na rovni časti, ljem tvoja najtvrdejša. A molitva tvoja bez slova še bula najglasnejša. A molitva tvoja bez slova še bula najglasnejša. Otcova ruka tvrda parastka, nižna jagod paučina, kjed blagoslovel dzeci svojo, kjed laskal dzivku i sina. Otcovi sliza jedna jedina, nje zradzela nigda oko, bo u njej poči ljubov cepla, co mu u šercu hljiboko. Malo slova ti pripovedal, križom u harlje buli, znalši bez glasa vipovest veljo, a mi to dobre čuli. Znalši bez glasa vipovest veljo, a mi to dobre čuli. Otcova ruka tvrda parastka, nižna jagod paučina, kjed blagoslovel dzeci svojo, kjed laskal dzivku i sina. Otcovi sliza jedna jedina.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому дне спочували. Думаємо, що сте ся пачили нашого виселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючу неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного виселання. Ходьте здраві з Богом!